92% of people fail to achieve their goals every single year. That means this year, most people, the average person, will not achieve their goals. So in our society, the average person does not finish what they start, and they don't see their goals through to the end. So with that being said, I know that you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, or specifically this episode, if you didn't believe that your goals were possible and if you didn't have an intention of completing them. And so today, I'm going to reveal the most common practices that most people engage in that they don't even realize are causing them to stay average.
Hey, you're listening to the How to Turn Your Goals into Reality podcast, where I firmly believe that your wildest dreams are 100% possible. My name is Teresa, and I'm obsessed with goal setting for results, using systems to make it easier, mastering neuroscience to transform your life, and helping you to figure out how to get your life to work for you. So I'm a city chick who started an online business with two kids under 2 years old. And yes, I know I was crazy. And I created $4,000 in less than 14 days. But that, my friend, was just the beginning. Since then, I've been able to multiply that by helping people just like you to create an impact in the world while living their purpose. And here, I teach you proven strategies and best kept secrets to building a life that is aligned with your vision and helping you to blaze a trail to your unique destiny. Miss an opportunity to keep it real? Never. Success and failure, mixed with a lot of business, plus audacious goal setting, while trying to figure out motherhood and purpose, are all a few things that we talk about here. So how about you think about this as your one-stop shop, the place that you go to spend time with your inner circle and to be around like-minded, ambitious trailblazers who are committed to living a life full of purpose and impact no matter what. Grab your favorite notebook, pour a glass of your favorite bottle of Moscato, and get ready to be challenged, inspired, and moved to action. This is where you come to listen, learn, change, and grow. Let's dive in.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the How to Turn Your Goals into Reality podcast. And today we are going to get into something that is most likely affecting you, but you have not been aware or present to this. So let's jump right in. 92% of people fail to achieve their goals every single year. That means this year, most people, the average person, will not achieve their goals. So in our society, the average person does not finish what they start, and they don't see their goals through to the end. So with that being said, I know that you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, or specifically this episode, if you didn't believe that your goals were possible and if you didn't have an intention of completing them. And so today, I'm going to reveal the most common practices that most people engage in that they don't even realize are causing them to stay average. So Albert Einstein said, we can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking that we used when we created the problem. So another way to say this is we can't solve our problems using the same mindset that created the problem. Oftentimes, we like to think of ourselves as being wise and insightful. And while those things are true, there are still areas of our lives where we lack the wisdom and the insight that we need in order to get to the next level. Now, something that we all do that keeps us average and underperforming is whenever we hear information that we have heard before or that we're familiar with, is we tell ourselves, oh, I know that already, but the proof is in the pudding. And so I want to challenge that today, because the danger with this is that if you look at the results in your life and you compare it to the thing that you're claiming to know, you'll see that there's a disconnect, right? And so when you tell yourself, I know that already, within your brain, we know this based off of neuroscience, there is cognitive dissonance. And what this means is that you're not in alignment with what you claim to know. And so you confuse yourself because you're saying, hey, I already know this, but your experience doesn't reflect that you understand the value of the information that you have. And so you experience cognitive dissonance. There's a lack of alignment. There's a lack of truth. There's a lack of integrity there. Okay. So for example, this happens when you're in a webinar and the host is sharing practical ways that you can build your business. And they talk about funnels, they talk about sales strategies, they talk about tracking your numbers and all that good stuff. And you go through the training and all you're saying to yourself is, I know that, I've heard that, I read that in a book, I saw that in a podcast, I watched that on YouTube, tell me something new. And so you're closed off to learning more and deepening your understanding on this particular topic. And so when that happens, what you're doing is you're actually using your mind as a guard against your personal development and your personal growth. And that causes you to stay at the level that you're at. And this is why I meet with so many people who say, when we first start working together, I feel stuck. Right? And they come up with all kinds of reasons why they're stuck. I don't have the motivation. I'm not disciplined enough. All the things that you can think of. And most of the time, the reason why they feel stuck is because they haven't allowed themselves to be open to receive more information, deeper lessons, deeper insight, deeper understanding on the things that they know and haven't yet applied. And so when you see that you're telling yourself in a specific area that, hey, I already know this, but you don't yet have the result that you want in that area, then that's an indication to you that maybe there's cognitive dissonance happening here, and maybe you're being challenged or invited to implement what you know so that you can deepen your learning, okay? Another thing that average people do is they use words like try, can't, and realistic. Something that we tend to forget is that our words reflect our beliefs. So words are not something that we just use flippantly or that we don't process before we speak them out, right? Words are intentional. And even when we're just talking and we're not quite thinking through what it is that we're saying, they still reveal what's in our heart. And so if we are using words like, oh, I'll try to get it done, or I can't do that, or this is not realistic for me, then what we're doing most of the time is we are basing today's decisions on our past performance. And we're also comparing ourselves and who we are to our environment. So the people that we're around, the way that they think and operate. And when I say the people that you're around, I mean, even the people that you spend time with online, the people that you follow, the people that you engage with the most, you're comparing yourself to their performance. And if they haven't yet achieved the things that you desire, then you're saying, okay, they haven't done it yet. So who am I to do it? I'm not capable. This person is so disciplined. They've been able to do X, Y, Z, and they still haven't done that thing. So what makes me think that I can do it? It's not realistic. And something that I like to ask myself whenever I hear people talking about this is realistic, that's not realistic, or, you know, that kind of thing, I always ask myself, how do we measure what's realistic? How do we know what realistic is? How do we define realistic? Because most of the time when we talk about realistic, we're comparing it to what's been done already. We're comparing it to what someone else thinks is possible. But if you're able to see more than others can, and that's okay, there's no heat, no judgment. You're not better than them for having a bigger, like an out of the box thinking or being able to see beyond what anyone else around you can see. You're not better than them for that. It is what it is. That's where you're at right now, and that's where they're at. And so what is the standard for realistic? How do we determine that? Because we all have a different measuring stick when it comes to what's realistic. I can say that living on the moon is realistic, and someone else could hear me say that and say, oh no, that's way out of line. Like, that is like crazy. There's no way that we can live on the moon. But I could be fully convinced that it's 100% possible to live on the moon, right? So what's the standard for measuring what's realistic? The only way for you to know truly what is realistic is to let go of the word realistic. There is no definite way to define what's realistic. And you just got to follow what you know is possible for you, not compared to Betty up the road or John down the street, but based on how God designed you, your specific desires, dreams, and ideas, and the ways that you were created to serve in the world. There was research done that shows that 60% of people, aka the average person, abandons their goals after 6 months, while trailblazers, on the other hand, find a way to get things done. So what's the difference here? Are average people lazier than trailblazers? Are trailblazers more driven than the average person? I was recently watching Undercover Billionaires, which is a show following a select group of billionaires who sign up to take on the challenge of creating a $1 million business evaluation, starting with nothing, in 90 days. And to the average person, this can sound totally insane and unrealistic. And they would probably pass on this opportunity and scoff at anyone who thinks that they can do it. And that right there reveals the biggest difference between the average person and trailblazers. Okay, I cannot keep this a secret anymore. The first thing people ask me when they find out that I'm a mom with 3 kids under 7 running a growing business and I totally have a life outside of my work is this: how do you do it? And the real answer is, all of my doing comes from my being. So my work is really just a reflection of practices that I have in my everyday life, which definitely makes it easier, but I also have a little trick up my sleeve. So I use Thomas Frank's Ultimate Brain Notion template to help me stay on top of my game. I store everything from upcoming projects to content ideas in this easy-to-use, simple dashboard that holds me accountable to get things done. So if you are a productivity nerd just like me, or if you simply want to make better use of your time and energy this year, then you'll want to check out teresaforever.com/ultimatebrain. Again, that's teresaforever.com/ultimatebrain, and you will get an all-in-one second brain to help you manage everything you have going on without losing yourself in the process. I'll see you there. Reveals the biggest difference between the average person and trailblazers. Trailblazers don't try. They don't try. They get it done. And it's like if I asked you to pick up your phone right now. And I want you to try to pick up your phone right now. So in your hand right now, you're either holding your phone or you're not holding your phone. Right? You didn't try to pick it up. You either picked it up or you didn't pick it up. And that's the biggest difference between trailblazers and the average person. The average person allows themselves to be disillusioned by their excuses. And they convince themselves that, you know what, I'm fine and I'm doing a good job because I'm trying my best. But there is no such thing as trying. You either do or you don't. You cannot try to pick up a cell phone. You either picked it up or you don't pick it up. You either are building your business or you're not building your business. You either are losing the weight or you're not losing the weight. You either are managing your thoughts or you're not managing your thoughts. You're either increasing your performance and becoming a productivity healthy person or you're not. There's no trying, right? And This doesn't mean that there's no room for grace, or there's no room for mistakes, or there's no room for quote unquote failure. Because the reality is that all of those things play a part in your transformation. All of those play a part in serving you to become your best self. But in order for you to actually engage in the process of transformation, you have to fully jump in, right? There's no try, because try doesn't exist. You either picked up the phone or you chose not to pick up the phone. But either way, you did one or the other. There was no trying. Another thing that separates trailblazers from the average person is that trailblazers are doing their best moment by moment, while the average person is just doing just enough to get by. And I raise my hand with you because I was the average person for a long time. It was comfortable for me to just do the bare minimum to ensure that I get a passing grade in school. It was comfortable for me to do the bare minimum to ensure that I was getting just the right amount of exercise. It was comfortable for me to cook at a level that was just good enough for my body to get the nutrients that it needed, even if the food wasn't tasty and I wasn't enjoying what I was making. And so, where in your life have you been settling and accepting good enough? Where in your life have you been performing at a level that is just good enough? And the most convicting thing about this is that you don't need someone on the outside to come in and tell you, like, you could be doing better. You know better. You have great potential. You're already telling yourself that. You're already reminding yourself of that truth. And that's what causes the guilt and the frustration and the overwhelm and beating yourself up over the head. And while the guilt and the shame and everything else is pretty normal, it doesn't have to remain that way. Because most of the time, the reason why we feel overwhelmed and we beat ourselves up and we feel guilty and ashamed when we don't achieve our goals is because we put all this meaning on it. We say, if I achieve my goal, then that means that I am capable. That means that I'm smart. That means that I'm disciplined. That means that I am ready. And if I don't, it means that I'm not smart and I'm not capable and I'm not ready and I'm a failure. But the reality is, the results are the results, and they're not connected to who you are as a person or the value that you have within you. Sometimes you don't achieve the goal because your reward was the process. It was never about getting a specific outcome. It wasn't about the idea that you had in your mind. It wasn't about hitting 10K in your business. It wasn't about working with more clients. It wasn't about growing your email list. It wasn't about losing 10 pounds. It was about you becoming the kind of person who is able to commit to doing specific things, engaging in specific activities that would develop your character, that would strengthen your spiritual life, that would cause you to think creatively, resourcefully, outside of the box, in order to expand and develop who you are as a person. But we get so fixated on the goal that we make everything about the goal. And if we don't hit the goal, we lost. But the truth is, sometimes the goal is just there to serve as inspiration in order to help you to get started, in order to help you to commit to developing yourself. Because if you never had this goal of growing your business or making 10K or losing the weight or becoming a better parent or building the life of your dreams, then you would have never unlocked your potential. And I know sometimes we hear that potential is not important and potential doesn't matter and don't focus on potential, focus on purpose. And potential and purpose are one and the same because your purpose is locked up in your potential. So if you never uncover your potential, how will you discover your purpose? How will you know your reason for being here on earth if you're not even aware of the level of potential that you have access to? The level of potential that is available to you, that you have at your disposal, that you have the opportunity to maximize, to develop. And the beautiful thing is that your purpose is, your potential is always unfolding. Your potential is always developing. As you grow, your potential grows. And this creates endless opportunities for your purpose. It opens so many doors for you to explore and to engage in manifesting and fully expressing your purpose. So while the average person is doing just enough to get by and beating themselves up over the head for underperforming, the trailblazer is focused on becoming their best self, understanding their potential, maximizing their potential, living with purpose, and doing their best moment by moment. If you are not aware of the areas of your life where you're settling for just good enough, then you will underperform and you will get average results. Whether you're aware of it, doing it purposefully, or operating this way subconsciously. But now that you have this information, now that you have been convicted of this, you get to choose which side of the bar you fall on. Do you want to be like the average person? Because if so, you can continue to try to resolve your issues with the same level of thinking that got you into those problems. Or if you want to blaze trails, then I invite you to think critically, think intensely, think intentionally about which one of these things applies to you right now, and find a way to incorporate it, incorporate the changes into your life. And I want you to seriously answer this question. If you change nothing about the way that you've been showing up in your life over the last few weeks, where will you be by the end of March of this year? Where will you be by the end of June? Where will you be by the end of November? And where will you be by the end of this year? Because the reality is, if you don't change, nothing changes. And until you change, everything remains the same. So the ball is in your court. The opportunity is in your hands. And you have everything that you need right now to make it happen. So I'm rooting for you. I hope that you found this episode helpful. And I'm looking forward to your growth this year. I really am. I'm looking forward to hearing about how much work you've done just by applying the things that you're learning to the podcast and how that's transformed your life in order for you to become a crazy, insane trailblazer. A quote that really fires me up is, "The people who are crazy enough to believe that they can change the world are the ones who do." And that's how I think about you. That's how I feel about you. It's you are one of the crazy ones who are crazy enough to believe that you can make a difference in the world. And so don't allow the effort that is required for you to get to where you're going to stop you from doing the work. Because the work is what's going to make you who you are. It's going to qualify you to hold the position that you're going to hold. It's going to qualify you to be the change agent in the world that you were created to be. It's going to qualify you to be the trailblazer in the world that you were predestined to be. It's going to qualify you to be a leader among leaders. And I can't wait for you to shine in that way. And so thank you for listening to this episode. I hope that it helped you. And I will see you in the next one. Mwah. Hey, Trailblazer, thank you for spending your valuable time tuning in to the How to Turn Your Goals into Reality podcast. I see you, and I love to read your messages about how the podcast is making your life better. So if you found any value in today's episode, I invite you to head over to iTunes and to leave a review. Let us know what stood out to you and what topics would you like to discuss in the future. Thank you in advance. See you next week.